Tonight, MTV begins a new season of its documentary series, The Real World. TV critic David Bianculli has a review.
In The Real World, that is, in the TV series The Real World, complete strangers ranging in age from 19 to 24 get thrown together for a limited yet intense period of time. They size each other up immediately, figure out their similarities and differences, and dole out the flirtations and insults accordingly. It's like a grown-up version of the junior high school bus stop, except not that much more grown-up. The supposed lesson of The Real World is that young people of various races, ages, and backgrounds can learn to get along, at least for a few months, if they're housed free of charge in the same dream apartment, with TV cameras recording their every move. Instead, what comes across in The Real World, in previous seasons and in the one starting tonight, is that conflict is more interesting than cooperation, and more common. MTV, at least, stacks the deck by putting together different, potentially volatile combinations, like mixing acids and bases. In this new edition, there's one smoker with six non-smokers, one black with six whites, three Americans with three Europeans and one Australian. There's a punk rocker, a fashion model, a shy playwright, and so on. And this time, the setting itself is a major co-star, because the dream apartment in this season of The Real World is in London. This adds a lot to the show because it takes away the home field advantage from the Americans. Jay, the playwright, is so homesick and so bad at being away from home that he can't get over not being able to buy ranch dressing in London grocery stores. And poor Michael, a 21-year-old from St. Louis, Missouri, makes the kind of mistake early on that can brand him for life, or at least for the life of this season of The Real World, which runs for the next 22 weeks. In one of their first conversations as a group, the MTV roomies are discussing sexual attractiveness and whether they'd seen anyone so far that looked really hot. Michael warms up to the topic, but probably wishes he hadn't, and is razzed unmercifully by his new roomies.
The only girl I found so far that was
just kind of like, was the girl in the cafe in the very back.
I mean, I just kind of looked at her and was like,
what, do you mean
the
woman in the pale blue suit?
Pale blue or gray, something like that, in the very
that
back.
That was a guy.
That was a guy.
That was a guy, man.
That was a guy. That was a guy.
That was a guy.
That was a guy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was a guy. He's a transsexual.
Mike's got a woman.
There must have been some mistake because the girl, looked like a girl to me.
Previous installments of The Real World have scored the most points when they've been the most dramatic. When Pedro revealed he had AIDS and later died, or when Puck grossed out his roommate so much that they threw him out. This should be another interesting season, but it's doubtful whether any of these seven people from The Real World will end up as the most famous temporary house guests of 1995. After all, we already have Kato Kaelin.
David Bianculli is the TV critic for the New York Daily News.